Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This holiday season, there are many ways to give a good gift and to do some good at the same time. One Boston nonprofit, Artists for Humanity, is holding a special holiday sale tonight to do just that. The organization offers art instruction by hiring Boston school teenagers to produce art. 250 kids are enrolled right now. More than 3,000 paid teens have gone through the program in its 20-plus years. We visited the Artists for Humanity studio space in South Boston to see the student elves working to churn out pieces for tonight's big sale.
You want to go see some of our sculpture studio?
All right.
They've been making tons of ornaments and jewelry as of late, and bike racks and all types of wild stuff.
That's Jason Talbot, one of the co-founders of Artists for Humanity. He took us to the sculpture studio on the second floor, where students were spread out among three tables. At one table, they're making jewelry. The teens take a piece of hard, plastic-like material with a rainbow of flecked color inside, drill a hole into it, and put a metal ring through.
You need to loop it through so that the chain and the piece of paint chip become a pendant and a necklace, so now it's a necklace.
One of the instructors, Andrea Villanova, teaches 15-year-old Boston Latin Academy student Ayub Sharif how to properly put the chip onto the necklace. As Ayub explains, the colorful chips are what many artists would dismiss as trash. About 20 years worth of dried paint from the artist palettes in the painting studio.
What we did is we cut up the palettes and dipped it in resin so it hardened even more in like this plasticky thing.
Ayub hopes to be a physician one day, but says he might minor in art. On the other side of the sculpture studio is 16-year-old Joshua Delgado, who wants to be an architect. But at the moment, he's crafting, using a cardboard tube, wire hangers, and plastic bags to make a 6-foot-tall tree, a tree to display the ornaments the students have made.
It's, okay, it looks like a tree that's been covered in snow, basically. And it's going to be wonderful. It's pretty fun. It's like the best thing I've done in like a week or two.
Joshua, a student at Brighton High School, got a job at Artists for Humanity almost a year ago and says it's changed his life.
And it made my life very different. I used to just go home and sleep, but now I can come here, interact with people, try new things, use that in my everyday life.
Though they're immersed in it, the program is about more than just art. 90% of students from Artists for Humanity enroll in college when they graduate, compared to 61% of students from all Boston public high schools. Co-founder Jason Talbot helped start Artists for Humanity when he was 13 years old and thinks learning about art is key to success.
Yeah, you can understand science, technology, engineering, and math, but if you don't have the artistic mind and the creativity to really to implement new and improved solutions to problems, then, you know, you might be lacking a little bit.
How old are you now?
I'm 35 now. I can't leave. I mean, I've had other jobs. I've gone off to corporate America. But, you know, there's something about the energy around here. The kids, they work hard. We have high expectations of them. And to see them transform from, I'm a bratty little cereal-eating teenager to, you know, hey, let's figure out a business plan and let's put together some beautiful artwork. It's kind of fun.
What do the kids get out of this?
Putting on an event like this is a pretty big undertaking, and we really put a lot of responsibility on the young people. They are contributors. Everybody in the building has to really work hard, come up with great ideas. Of course, there's nothing better than showing your work and having people come to appreciate it and purchase it. It's really empowering, and it really makes kids really happy to be artists.
Jason Talbot, one of the co-founders of Artists for Humanity. Tonight's event, the art sale at the Artists for Humanity studios in South Boston, is free and is open to the public from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. For more information and for a look at the students putting it all together, go to our website, wbur.org.